USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump is expressing confidence that a new trade deal can be worked out with Japan, possibly by next month. Hosting Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the White House, the president also talked about selling military equipment to Japan.
Trade as it relates to our two countries, Japan is buying a tremendous amount of military equipment and other equipment from the United States. We make the greatest jet fighters in the world.
Mr. Trump wants Japan to move towards a bilateral free trade agreement, but Japan has been reluctant, preferring instead an accord that includes several countries. President Trump told a supportive National Rifle Association audience during a rally-like speech in Indianapolis Friday that he's backing out of the United Nations Arms Trade Treaty. The treaty, which former President Barack Obama signed in 2013 but was never ratified by Congress, is supposed to regulate conventional weapon sales to keep weapons from the hands of human rights abusers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Former Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, in his first interview since launching his third presidential campaign, went on ABC's The View, where he was asked how he's going to get voters.
I think just by making the case that that we have to restore dignity to work. We have to restore dignity to the way we treat people.
Biden's campaign says within 24 hours of officially joining the race, they've raised $6.3 million. U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein raised eyebrows Thursday night with a private speech in which he took a swipe at the Obama administration and slammed ex-FBI boss James Comey. Rosenstein, who supervised the Mueller investigation, spoke out publicly for the first time since that report was released, criticizing the Obama administration's real-time reaction to Russian hacking and its decision not to publicize the full story to the American people. The New York Times reports Oliver North, president of the NRA, has asked Chief Executive Wayne LaPierre to step down amid challenges over the group's fundraising and nonprofit status. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
New economic numbers have the administration happy about the way things are going. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
After a slow end to last year, the Department of Commerce says that GDP grew 3.2% in the first quarter of 2019. Director of the National Economic Council, Larry Kudlow, tells Fox News President Trump's economic policies, such as lowering taxes and regulation, are working.
The first quarter is supposed to be the worst quarter of the year, so it comes in at 3.2%. Tells me, among other things, that the prosperity cycle we have entered into is continuing, it's strong.
This comes at a time when countries in Europe and Asia are posting troubling gross domestic product reports. Hundreds of students and staffers at the California State University, L.A., possibly exposed to measles, are under quarantine. While speaking with reporters, Dr. Barbara Fair, director of L.A. County Health Department, said those under the quarantine order must remain at home or in a designated setting and must not attend school or work outside that designated setting.
If they have medical appointments or some other urgent matter that needs, that requires that they leave the home, they need to notify the public health department before they do that, and they have a number to call so that they can get assistance in making sure as they travel, they don't inadvertently risk exposing others to measles.
Quarantines are also in place at the University of California, LA. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.